Hello, welcome once again to Late to Those Law. A couple days ago I did a story about the two guys in Arkansas who'd been drinking and took turns shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest. And a lot of people said, wow, I was surprised that story got out of Arkansas because we'd expect that story from Florida, which, as we all know, is the capital of crazy in North America. And so to put the universe back in balance, I saw this story cross my desk this morning and I thought, you know, this will help us all get back to where we need to be, where we know the crazy people are pretty much concentrated in Florida. And this one, the headline says it all, but it's a good one. Florida man gets out of jail, immediately steals from a car in the jail parking lot, cops say. And the good news is that, yes, this is exactly what you think it is. There's a building called a jail. The man is in jail, gets released from jail, goes into the parking lot of the jail, breaks into a car, gets arrested, and gets right back into the jail. So he didn't travel far, but he accomplished a lot. So we're talking about Michael Casey Lewis, 34 years old, had just bonded out of St. Lucie County Jail in Fort Pierce, Florida, when officers spotted him acting suspicious in the parking lot, according to his arrest affidavit. He was asked, you know, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. And, you know, by the way, there's always somebody out there for everyone. Never give up hope. This man's got a girlfriend. At least he says he does. Maybe she's in Canada. But security footage allegedly showed him checking for unlocked cars and finally getting into one. Now, there is a lesson we can all learn here, whether or not we ever plan on being a crazy Florida person. But arresting officer Neil Lettman reported that Lewis finally handed him a brown paper bag when he was approached in the parking lot. And in the bag were items that he'd stolen from a car, including an iPhone 7, a debit card, four packs of cigarettes, and $547 in cash. Now, this brings us to the obvious question. Who leaves $547, a debit card, four packs of cigarettes, and an iPhone 7 in an unlocked car at the jail? And by the way, I don't smoke. But isn't four packs of cigarettes like 1 week's salary for the average American? So the officer said, I placed Lewis in handcuffs and escorted him to our booking intake area. And that would be a place that he was very familiar with, having been there not too long before on his previous booking into that jail. So he was arrested and booked back into the same jail that he never properly left on burglary, grand theft, and possession of stolen property charges. He was later freed on $11,250 bond. And this time they say, and this is the happy ending of the story, he managed to leave the jail premises without being arrested again. So are there lessons to be learned here? Yeah, there are. There are. But, you know, it's kind of funny. You get out of jail and you say, what am I going to do with myself? I need to do something. I got to get some money. I got to do, hey, let's just break into a car right here. And think about this. You know, we've all learned by now, I hope, that pretty much the entire planet is covered with security cameras. I saw an article out of Alaska a couple weeks ago about some guys who, sad, ugly story about these guys who killed a mother bear and its two cubs in a den out in the woods in Alaska. And the whole thing was caught on a camera. Video camera. And now I'm not trying to tell you that the entire woods are, you know, covered by security cameras, but somebody had placed a security camera to watch that bear den because they were studying it. A biologist or a zoologist was studying the bear den. And so when these guys came out and killed the bear, the entire thing was caught on camera. And on camera, one of the guys actually says, he goes, boy, we'll never get caught for this. I mean, they'll never be able to pin this on us. They got him on camera saying they'll never be able to pin this on us. So as you go about your life, and I understand that most of the people in my audience are law-abiding citizens, but I understand that you might have hit a low point in your life, or you might have some kind of problems, or you might not be in the right state of mind, and one day you might have the question occur to you, like, hey, you know, could I look in this car here and find $547 in cash, four packs of cigarettes, a debit card, and an iPhone 7. And you know, how hard would it be for me to go up and open the door and take this stuff? And number one, it's wrong, so you shouldn't do it. I'm just telling you that in case you don't know. I'm a lawyer. I can tell you these things are wrong. But number two, if you get caught doing that, it's going to turn out badly for you. You might wind up getting arrested and put in jail and charged $11,250 in bond to get back out again. But number three, knowing that there's cameras everywhere, how stupid do you have to be to do this? And now, I understand. There are places that there are not security cameras. And you might be able to find one of those places. But one of those places is not the St. Lucie County Jail. I suspect that the security cameras on the jail premises are actually pretty good, pretty active, and probably all maintained fairly well. Okay? So we often discuss this. How intelligent are criminals who get caught doing stupid things? Stealing from cars in the jail parking lot, or shooting the bear in its den on camera and saying, oh, they'll never be able to pin this one on us. We understand that some people are driven to a life of crime because they're not as smart as they ought to be, or they're not thinking the way they ought to be. And I understand that some people get down in their luck and have problems. I'm not making fun of those people. Your solution, however, is not to steal from other people, especially not in the jail parking lot in broad daylight in front of probably banks and banks and banks of security cameras. So that's the story. And like I said, this puts us back on track where we need to be to understand that most of the craziness that we hear about, the real over-the-top stuff, does in fact come from Florida, because Florida man gets out of jail, immediately steals from a car in the jail parking lot. True story. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.